CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. I was saying to Mbulelo now, it's like a mini Friday today because for many people, today's the last day of work. And of course, tomorrow is a public holiday, so a lot of people taking it easy at the moment. And many people will be heading off on their holidays today, so it could be the very last day that they have to think about the office or any of that stuff. I had a meeting yesterday with Simpiwe and Dari, and we were sitting there. Asked Simpiwe, I was like, so not interested in talking about next year. I was like, just let's finish this year and let's take a break and then we worry about next year. You know, start worrying about next year when next year comes. Like, at least let's take a break. Otherwise, we won't even feel that there's a break. You know what I mean? You I saw you laughing. I saw you were smiling, Simpiwe. You understood me.
Yes, I am just as tired as you are, Gareth. I am ready to just, 2021.
Well, it's not so much tired, but like you just get to a point at the end of the year where you're like, well, we can carry on like this and we can carry on talking. We can plan the, you know, the 10th of January and the 11th and 12th and 13th and 14th when we're back. But actually then that negates the whole purpose of a holiday. Let's just take a break. And also people are not on, a fast moving, high achieving, high productivity wicket at the moment. You can't find people who want to have meetings now. You're not going to be able to arrange stuff for next year in advance. People are like, can I get back to you in January? You know, like give me a break. People are just crazy.
I don't know if you've seen on Twitter, people have said if you have a MacBook, it should be closed, and all the people that have HPs and Lenovos will carry the country for December.
that's a problem for us because everybody at Cliff Central uses MacBooks.
It's a sign.
It means no one's going to be working. Oh my God. Wow. Bihleng seems to think that it's you, Simpiwe. You're the one who makes everybody start on time. You're the real boss here. Well, maybe you got a point there, because when Simpiwe's on, we do start on time. That's true. She's got the powers.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything, you know. I'll just smile and wave.
You can tell. Yeah, you tell them how important you are. It's fine. Anyway, Simpiwe is definitely, she's got an influence on us doing the right thing at the right time. So I'm not going to even argue about that. What's going on in Mbulelo? You're sitting there sounding quiet for a change. What's happening?
No, not much. You know, life is good. I've got to tell you, life is as good as it's ever been.
You're going to a wedding.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Not my own.
No.
To be clear.
No, that's just... Yeah. No one's that stupid. Don't worry. Same here. No one's that stupid that they're going to marry me before the end of this year.
Yeah, I haven't tricked anyone. Yeah, no, nobody's fallen in for my ruse. But I got a wedding, which is quite annoying because that's going to take forever to get there. But whatever. He's been a friend of mine for 15 years, so I thought might as well pitch up.
You notice that he couldn't just say, I'm going to a wedding without moaning about it.
You
had to start by moaning it. I appreciate it. You and I have that in common with like people like Larry David. We'll find a reason to moan.
Oh, man.
We'll find a reason to moan. But this is a friend of yours, and you are excited about the wedding, or?
Not really. I mean, I'm excited that he's getting married.
Oh God!
I'm excited that he's staying with. Well, hopefully they stay together for the rest of their lives. But I mean, the wedding's a schlep, and now I feel committed. You know, like. You can't say no to a person who's a brother, basically. So might as well pitch up, go there. Wow. But it's miles.
Are you going to be taking a plus one?
No.
You're going on your own.
Oh. No, weddings are painful enough. You have to babysit someone. I once took someone to a wedding, and it's the reason while I'm single, I'll never take a plus one. And she just got like super hammered. And then it was like a whole situation. It's like, okay, this is never happening again.
You have to look after her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Babysit duties.
I'll
often go to weddings on my own. People say like, if you're going to bring a plus one, just let us know who it is so we can put their name on the, you know, on the table or whatever. I'm like, no, it'll just be me. And they go, you know, there's that moment where they're like, Ah, shame. Poor Gareth. You can hear it going through their head. Poor him. So alone. So, so lonely. So alone. And meanwhile, I'm thinking...
I was thinking it's...
meanwhile, I'm thinking, like, there are probably going to be some single girls there. It's not going to be as bad as they think. Plus, everyone at a wedding is always in a good mood. And there are bound to be those... You know, those girls who are so emotional because they're seeing another girl getting married and it's their big day and they're like full of just love and hugs and they just want to like hook up. So that happens at weddings. So you, why take you know, your own cow to the dairy, so to speak?
Well said.
And well also,
that is another important
thing. And also, you know, if you take someone to a wedding, it's a big statement of intent. Because it's not just a like, you know, it's not a party. It's not like, oh, you want to come with me to a friend of mine's drinks party, you know, end of year function. You want to come to that? Yeah, sure, I'll come to that. Hey, do you feel like joining me? We're all going down the road for a drink quickly, and I thought you might want to come with, and some of my friends will be there or work colleagues or whatever. No, sure, I'll come. That's fine. But you say to someone, hey, I'm going to a friend's wedding. It's a big thing. It's like an hour and a half's drive from here. And you know, I thought maybe you'd like to come. Ah, to a wedding with you. Ah. Okay, all right. You see, it's a different thing. It's a totally different thing. There's no way that's the same.
100%.
But also, like, if you're going to invite me, I need to, like, get an outfit together that needs to be, like, specially made. So we need to be a two-match, no, you know what I mean? We need to look good together. So that's also...
I hate that matchy-matchy. Do you like that matchy-matchy stuff?
Yes!
Oh, no.
We look coordinated. We look like, yes, we're serious about life and we're here to have a good time. And
no.
We're here to, you know, you got invited to a wedding. The bride looks absolutely gorgeous. No, I should also look as if, you, don't need to, you know, I'm part of the bridal party.
It's not a matric dance that you need to dress with the same colors or whatever.
Yeah, but I can't also be in sneakers. I should, no, you know, no, no. I should dress up.
No, but I...
And look decent.
All right. So then what you choose your outfit. You say to me, listen... So that we don't look completely like we've never discussed this, I'm wearing this color. Do you have a tie that color or some small thing that you could? Because I'm not doing the matchy matchy thing either. That's ridiculous.
So Gareth, it's been a while since you've taken a lady to a wedding, and it shows. Let me tell you something.
Go on.
Two things. One of my guys, Ryan, on the MKT show, he said he's taking a lady to a wedding. It happened, whatever. And I said, okay, like there's going to be a situation. Eventually now he's like, I'm texting him. He's at the shops and she's making him get the correct green for his shirt or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I knew it. Told a friend of mine, I'm going to a wedding. She's like, oh, should I come shopping with you so you can get...
Oh.
Ladies are into it. Yeah, she's not even coming to the wedding with me.
Oh.
She needs to come. Yeah, you need to get... So ladies take it to a whole nother level. And I realize this with somebody who's not coming with me. She wants to already be picking the colors. So
yeah,
you're going to take a lady. They're going to contribute.
Girl, this is a whole thing of like when you're raised to play with dolls and how different... And most girls play with dolls when they're kids and they dress those dolls up and then they get to adulthood and they dress themselves up and then they also want to dress you up because you're their Ken doll. You know, suddenly you got to be dressed up as well. No, it happens. Jesus.
That's a good point.
I've never, because we're guys, we don't think about this stuff. I mean, honestly, even for weddings where there's a theme and you've got a very strict dress code and all the rest of it, I don't think about it much before. I've got a couple of suits. Over the years, I've gathered up a nice collection of suits, so I can choose one of those, and one of them will be fine, you know? Got a couple of nice shirts in the cupboard. Not a lot, but I've got a handful of good shirts. I've got a drawer full of ties. I've got some nice shoes. Got some belts. We're sorted. I don't really need to think about it. I'm not going to – I'll maybe mix and match. I'll decide on the day before or, maybe even if I'm really preparing for it a week before. But, then it's got to go in a bag because I'm traveling or whatever. But that's the maximum amount of effort I'm going to go to. Girls, oh, my God, new outfit, fit this, have it, like, tidied up by some seamstress or a person with a, you know, needle and thread. Got to fix this area. Ooh, a bit bigger here or a bit smaller here or whatever. Got to have that tidied up, tightened up a little, loosened up a little. Maybe put something else on here, you know? Girls, get it right. Look at Simpiwe. She's getting into this. She likes this a lot.
Oh, yes. Like, I'm always that person when I find out, like, people are engaged. I'm like, please tell me in time so I can get my dress ready. I can get my body ready. I can look good. It's like a whole red carpet, you know? Mm. And so I want to pitch up to your wedding looking good. And I don't want to ruin your pictures. I really don't. That's how I want to look good.
It's not about you ruining.
You know, when you take pictures.
It's not about you ruining the picture. You'd like to look really hot in the pictures. That's what you'd want. You don't care about ruining someone else's picture. You want to look great. And even if you look so great that the bride looks shit compared to you, that would be 10 out of 10 for you.
Hey!
Even you don't admit it.
No.
You don't admit it, but that's something that you girls will think about. Come on. I know you're in the minority here, and we're ganging up on you this morning, but you can stand your ground.
Sir, it is not my fault if you do not have good fashion sets, okay?
See?
If it is your day and you did not keep out your last number, it is not my fault. I got invited to a wedding and I'm going to rock up and show up and look good.
Wow.
And if I outdo the bride, I'm sorry, girl. You should have done better.
Right. Tough titties.
It. It's your day. You planned for it. You've been planning it for months. You should have known that, you know, you're going to wear this dress that's going to make you look absolutely amazing. I just came there rocking what I knew would look good on me, and we're going to have a great time together. That's it.
I like the way looking.
As you all know.
Did you hear what the order of that was, Mbulelo? This is important.
It's incredible.
I'm going to rock up looking great, and then we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun, and I'll be dressed nicely. I will rock up looking great, and we'll have fun. That's an afterthought. Yes, sis. Simpiwe.
That's such a good
point. And you're not alone, Simpiwe. You are not the only woman in the world who's thinking that at the moment. And anytime there's a wedding, believe me, there's nothing really good or really bad about you. You're just being honest this morning. Bless you for it, because most girls will say, oh, no, I don't think that way at all. I always try to dress average so that the bride can look amazing, because it's her big day, not mine. No girl said no girl ever in her head when no one's listening.
I've been in incredibly competitive environments. There is nothing more competitive than when a good-looking girl rocks up at a braai, at a whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature of the room changes. Ladies, the dagger eyes go her way immediately, and they hate her. Immediately, especially the girls in the relationships, they hate her immediately.
Woo.
Oh, so Simpiwe, I totally hear you. I just want to tell you something I find hilarious about this situation. So as you know, I mean, I pick at work dressed in tracksuit pants every day, right? So I've been sending tracksuit, because I said to my mate, and I was being serious, is I'm going to come in a Run DMC tracksuit. It's a suit.
Oh, that's cool.
Because he actively managed me to say, you better not come to my thing in chinos, and you better get a suit, because he knows what I'm like. I will come in tracksuit pants. So I've been sending him, like, just to give him nightmares, because weddings, I'd imagine his wife is the calmest person ever now. He has no problems. You know, she's just totally being reasonable. So every day I'm sending him Run DMC things that I'm going to be pitching up at his wedding.
You're messing with his head, and the poor guy's going to... Now, Simpiwe, this is another important thing Rudy's pointed out about when you girls have a big wedding, like, especially if it's a very close friend or family, right? Rudy says there need to be facials, lunch as well. There's a whole, like, rollout that happens the week before and every day leading up to... Right. Then tell us about this, because...
Oh, yes.
Guys,
I promise you, a wedding is like a red carpet. It's like going to a gala, like the Met Gala. Mm. You need to look good. Your skin needs to pop, right? You need to make sure that everything, like, so ladies will get their eyebrows threaded, go get shaved, waxed. You know, you need to look good for the day.
Right.
And I will say, from my view, it's all about the pictures, you know? You want to look, when you look back at those pictures, you want to say, yes, man, oh, I slayed, you know? Me and especially if it's someone close to you, you want to be able to say, oh, yeah, girl, You showed up. You showed up and you looked good.
Dude 69 says, Simpiwe sounds like the person who wants to upstage the bride. You don't say, dude 69. You don't say, huh?
I don't say that.
You're really catching on quickly, dude 69. Nice.
I'm just saying, look good. You know, you got invited to a wedding. Okay. The least thing you could do is dress up and look good. It's a wedding.
The big moment for Cloudy But Fine, for single girls at a wedding, is throwing of the bouquet. Good lordy lord. Dressed up, ready to arm wrestle anyone for that bunch of flowers. Oh, no, no. I've seen a different thing. I see these days at weddings, I see girls actively avoiding catching that thing because they're like, mm-mm-mm. Like my single life, thank you. I've seen girls who run the opposite way when the flowers come down. It's fantastic.
I mean, well, I've been brought up with the whole thing that, like, if you want to get into a relationship, the best place to find it is at a wedding. Mm. So for me, the okay thing is like, yeah, I'm not trying to get married now, but like, let's see where all the other single bachelors are at. And that's also another good reason to, you know, get dressed up because you're going to meet new people. You're going to see new people.
Right.
And, you know, you have to look good. Don't look like your problems. Just always look good.
A wedding is it's a marketplace, but where the price is on the goods. I think that's the way to describe it. Because a wedding, it's understood that you're at a wedding, which means you're celebrating humans being together. You're not some grouchy, grumpy person who doesn't like people getting together. So immediately the doors are a lot more open than they would be normally. Then it is clear at a wedding who's single and who's married. Because of that matchy-matchy stuff, and also because people are seated together and that kind of thing, right? They never split couples up at the reception, for example. So you can always see, like, there's a girl who's sitting on her own, or she's sitting between two couples or whatever. And there's a guy who's sitting over there. He doesn't seem to have anyone with him. So you can tell. And it's the marketplace where the price is on the goods, because people have gone to a bit of effort, you would think, mostly. I mean, you know, I know that this is South African. People often don't know how to dress. But if, for example, there is a dress code and people observe the dress code and everybody looks good, there's a standard. Then you know you're seeing people on their best day. They're looking, they've tried, they've made a bit of an effort. They're not like, you know, we would dress for the show in the mornings every day. Some days you dress up, some days you don't. But at a wedding, you're going to look your best. You're going to, if you're a girl, you're going to be dressed to the nines, like Simpiwe says, feeling good, gone for that facial, you got the right outfit on, looking sharp, right? A guy, you're going to have a well-made suit. You're going to look as good as you can. Whether your body underneath that is horrible or not, suits are really good at making guys kind of look the same. And then you can scan the room. You can check what's on the market. You can decide whether you're buying or not that day.
Yeah. Tips for blokes. Get close to the bride early on if you can. She'll set you up at the singles table. So I've always, especially if I'm close, like I'm not very close with my friend's wife now, so I didn't really get the inside lane. But at most weddings that I've been to, say, Candido, come on, let's do the right thing here, doll. And then they always, yeah.
Well, Basitsana,
$50.
Basitsana speaking Simpiwe's language here. She says, listen, I'm going to look the bum at a wedding or funeral, weight gain or weight loss. Just be ready for me to show the fuck up. Okay, she says, yeah. And I get
even
that.
At the funeral.
Funeral.
Okay.
Funerals.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Funerals. Listen, let me tell you something. Some of those little black outfits. And remember, people are emotional. Or they're pretending.
Yeah,
aren't we all crying?
Aren't we all like, oh my gosh?
No.
Yeah, I just lost John. John.
Every human coming together is an opportunity to survey the market. Every single one. Mm. Oh, I mean, you got to be a little more tasteful at a funeral. You know, you're not gonna show too much leg or, you know, have your titties out or anything, because that would be disrespectful.
Although these days, I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Wedding Crashers? The movie Wedding Crashers?
Yes, I haven't seen it in ages, but I love it. Great movie.
Yeah, where Will Ferrell's a funeral crasher at the end. I don't know if you remember that character. Yeah. And he's picking up chicks at funerals. So funny.
I mean, you're going to look forward to this, because Michael says, my favorite part of any occasion like a wedding is the unexpected drunk speech by the person nobody really knows. There's always one of those, right? Yeah. Every wedding.
Not even just.
Yes.
The drunk speech, just the mini drama that goes on. Like, I love for moments like that where you're like,
someone
said,
yeah,
right. And you're just like, oh, this is juicy now. Oh, girl. Like, I love for moments like that. I love for moments like that.
I'm so glad you said that because there are two couples.
Oh.
Yeah, there are two situations that are going to happen. Is there are two couples that have broken up that are both going to be at the wedding.
Oh.
So and it was like close. Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be electrifying stuff to watch. Oh my goodness. The one dynamic, the lady moved overseas. He was supposed to join her. They got and now she's flying back. She's going to be at the wedding. He's going to be there, but now they're not together anymore. It's going to be electric.
Well, here's an interesting point being made by Cloudy But Fine. You know the value of your friendship by where they seat you at a wedding. That's an interesting point. Suddenly, you know, even these people who say, oh, no, everything's equal. Mm-mm. This is where precedence kicks in. There's a list. You either at the top of that list or you're at the bottom. And you figure out very quickly how important you are to people based on where they seat you at the wedding. Absolutely right. I'm always quite pleased when I see that I'm at a table where there are some, you know, of the more important wedding guests. I don't want to be at the parents' table. That's always boring. They put that another generation. They must be somewhere else. But I like to be, you know, I like to be where there's some cool people. First of all, some people I know, that would help, because you don't want to be at a complete table of strangers. That can sometimes be quite boring. And then you want, you know, some interesting conversation, because you're going to be stuck there for much of the wedding. So you don't want to make small talk with people you don't really like or who are dull to talk to. And Heinz says, you can hear by what Simpiwe is saying that she's going to a lot of first weddings. He says, at my age, people are at their third weddings already. So it's a different vibe.
Yeah. No, who cares?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm sure your level of I don't care is like on like all time high. Like you're just like, yo, another one again, Jennifer. Ooh, okay, let's hope this one lasts. Shucks.
Now here's Simba. Simba's being honest. He says, let's be honest though. Funerals aren't the worst place to find a significant other. There's something about facing your mortality that makes you think about a little bunga bunga. No, he's not he's not wrong.
Yeah. No fair.
They love you if you're at the table that's closest to the bar. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Alcoholics, yeah. You got to put all the heavy drinkers closest to the bar, right?
You know,
but you also need to separate them because, you know, drinkers, they like to kind of convince each other that, you can do another round, dude. Let's do another round. And then before you know it, you have a whole table that's rowdy, super drunk.
Rowdy.
And you're just like, whoa. So you also need to separate your drinkers. You need to know, two here, three there.
I've been at those tables and I've been an instigator of those tables sometimes at weddings. And it's not always a good look. You know, you're having fun, but other people are looking at you going, shh, during the speeches and things. It's very disrespectful.
Yeah.
You're the one.
It's always that one table.
Come on, let's have
another. We have a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, who wants another drink? Yeah, I'll pour another drink here at this table. And then everyone else is going shh, because your table's having like a really great time. Everyone's laughing, and your friends who are getting married are loving it because they can see you're having a fun time. But everyone else, especially like the older folks, are like, oh, that table, so disrespectful. Those are the bad people at that table. Meanwhile, you're sitting there going, we are the happening. This is where the table was. This is the one we wanted to be at.
Because you know how that one starts. I've back in the day when I was on the lash big time, because it's always, I don't get a round of shots before the speeches start.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? Get two, actually, because we're not going to be able to get up.
Exactly.
You know what? Just get the whole bottle. Bottle. We'll put the bucket of ice underneath the table. Yes. That way we don't need to bother anyone. Oh, my goodness. Now, halfway through the speeches, I got three shots in.
Yeah. It's good. That's a good party. All right, so you're a little more excited. This was all a big ruse just to get you excited about
this
wedding. No,
I'm pumped now. Okay, yeah. No, you've got me a little loosened up. Yeah,
yes.
Grease the wheels. I'm in.
How's this?
Awesome.
This is a great story. a friend of Hines married the same woman twice, but with a different one in between. So he was married three times. The first and the third wife were the same person. I've heard stories like that.
What happens? No, I don't understand. You guys were together and you're like, fuck you, I hate you, divorce.
Because,
and then you guys live your best life, you meet somebody else, and then what? You realize, oh my gosh, the love of my life is actually superior. I need to go back to her.
Mm-hmm. It's timing. Yeah. Timing is everything. You meet someone sometimes and you're either too young or too old or too, you're at a different stage of your life. You're focused on your career or you... Maybe you just aren't ready to have a kid together or whatever. So you separate and then you meet up later on and you're like, hey, hang on. That is actually the one I want. It happens.
You know, that one's so challenging for me because I've got like a hard and fast, right?
Yeah.
I've spoken about it before. I've had two great girlfriends, but I'd never go back. I have a policy of the reason you left will always exist. So I never go back to a romantic relationship.
Hey, just by the way, let's just stop for a second. You spoke about one of these exes the other day and she listens to the show from where, Denmark or something? So she actually emailed
Denmark,
you. She emailed you.
Well, no, yeah, she dropped me a text. She's like, good to know we ended off she sent me a WhatsApp. She's like, oh, good to know we ended off on good terms. And she did also mention, I hope you're better at snowboarding, but that's a different thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, you never know. I'm wise to this stuff because we've been doing the show for a long time and I've been doing radio for a long time before that. So you never know who's listening. You think, I could talk about this person. They don't. They're probably not around anymore. They don't listen to what we're talking about. And the next day you get an email or you get a text from them or whatever. Like, hey, thanks for mentioning me. And you go, oh, Jesus, I hope I didn't say anything terrible. It happens.
So remember my friend I told you I don't want to talk to for the rest of the year because he was playing on the sideline. I don't know if I spoke about it on the MKT show on here where he got caught
cheating.
Allegedly cheating.
Yes.
Allegedly. He allegedly was cheating. And so I don't know if I ever gave you an update on that, by the way. My mother was here 2 months ago visiting and staying with me.
Yes.
Her mom had spoken to my mom. So my nightmare became a reality. Yes. Your face is doing what mine was doing. Her mom. So this was my problem. Why I said, I don't want to talk to you guys. So she came to me. The girlfriend came to me and she wanted to try and talk to him. I said, no. I'm a bachelor. Get away from me. I'll talk to you guys next year. My mom lands. What's the first thing she asks me? Oh, talk to him. Why is he doing this? Oh, Jesus.
Now you have to insert yourself into that situation. No.
I called him immediately. I said, don't talk to me for the rest of the year. And he's my, you know, he has done probably more for me than anybody in life, especially when I was the biggest shithead in the world.
Mm.
But I told him, no, you need to be on the bench for now, Chief. I can't right now.
Man.
Hey. Life.
There's a famous saying, izindaba zabantu bayithu ungazingeni, which basically means like people that are in a relationship don't ever get into that mess. Don't ever do it. Like you will think you're being the good guy, Ganti. 2 weeks, a week later, they're back together. Love lives here, and you're the one who has the egg on your face. Oh,
yeah.
The problem is they live together. It's 7 years in, and it's the second time.
Oh, Jesus.
Where there's been.
Yeah. Yep. Also, so let's just face it, like some guys do not think with their big head. They are not, listen, every guy at some point makes a bad decision based on, you know, just their anatomy in other areas taking control instead of their brain. And every guy at some point in their life is going to be tempted. There's some supermen. I don't know who these guys are. I've never met one of them. Who's able to just focus on the task at hand, not do the wrong thing, do the right thing. And there are those people. God bless them. I don't know who they are. I've never met such people, but I believe they exist. Most of us have at some point made the error and the miscalculation of trusting other parts of our body before we trust our heads. And then there's just the torrent of shit that comes afterwards. You just, you know, In fact, you already know while you're involving yourself in the cheating that there's going to be a huge price to pay. You know it. You just feel it in your gut. But you weigh it up and somehow you think, ah, this little bit of fun, it'll be worth it. And it's never worth it, but you do it anyway. So, you know what? This is human nature. You're not going to change people overnight. It's not going to get better just like that. Bolelo, you've got to tell us quickly, before we move on with the headlines this morning, you are actually giving away 1,000 rand of your own money on your show. 1,000 rand of your own cash.
Imagine.
Hey, you have money.
In this COVID economy.
Hey, money. Dude.
Tell us more.
Tell us more.
What's happening?
So we're on our way to 1,000 subscribers on the MKT show. So you can look us up on YouTube, subscribe. When we get to 1,000, yeah, that's that money. There it is. We'll give away $1,000. So I'll let the guys pick. So the boys will pick in the studio who wins it, because I don't want any blame from anybody who doesn't win. So I'm going to let the guys pick, and you can blame James and the guys if you don't win. So on our way to 1,000 subscribers, go and like, share, subscribe on the MKT show on YouTube. And get to 1,000 subscribers, $1,000. Someone's going to get a nice New Year's bonus.
Let's very hope, nice.
Gets 1,000 then.
Well, who doesn't want 1,000 rand of Bolelo's own money? Take his money. Take it. Take it from him.
So if you're already subscribed, you're part of the, you know, until you get to 1,000, and it's going to be, okay. So I could win this 1,000 rand, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Like, 1,000 will be a random draw. No,
you're allowed to win. We don't disqualify Cliff Central employees from winning. In fact, if your name turns up, because who's going to decide this? You said the other guys.
We'll do a random draw. Okay. We'll do a random draw.
No, but who's doing the draw? Yeah. I need to know the name.
You know what? We'll turn it into content. Don't worry.
No. But I'll answer the ask. Who's doing the draw? Is it James? Is it Welcome? Come on. Is it Senzo? I just need to know Senzo, who's doing the draw. And when?
An independent auditor.
You're going to get someone from PricewaterhouseCoopers.
No, I'm going to get Nimrod. Nimrod Nkosi. Remember Nimrod used to do the lotto. Yeah, I'm going to get Nimrod. Nimrod's going to do the draw.
Can Simpiwe please be a regular on the show? She's awesome. Well, Aiden, I'm glad you brought that up, because we've told Simpiwe that she has to be, she sometimes finds another guest because she doesn't want to be on, and she just deliberately disobeys us. So I'm glad that you said that. Now she knows that it's not just coming from us. It's also from the audience. Steve says, going back a second and third time is like reheating McDonald's chips. No. That's an interesting analogy. Oh, how's that for an analogy?
But everyone gets it. No. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
When Steering Pikachu says, I'm going to unsubscribe now and then wait to subscribe again. Yeah, you see, that's the plan, because now people want to get your money, Bolelo. There's nothing better than taking money off of someone you know, right?
Even if it's $10, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll make my mates, they think we're having a fun bet. No, Elon, give me that $10.
Elon is God says, Bolelo, I need that cash. My Revix is down. Oh, God, yes. Yeah, the last couple of, the last 3 days on Bitcoin and Ethereum and everything else has been a shit show. But Bitcoin's at 48,360 today, so it's not as bad as it was. But man, it's not where it should be. I think a lot of people.
But it's the time to get in.
A lot of people are hurting. Well, yeah, you always argue that, right? Like, so if the price is down, that's when you buy. If the price is up, that's when you sell. That's what they tell you. But most of us don't get it on the nose. We can't time it as well as that. You just have to take your chances. So Corona's Boring says, I worked with a guy who was cheating on two girlfriends. He'd just alternate. We kept on inviting the other one out with us when he came with. Took 3 times for them to realize. The slap fest was huge. But that sounds like you guys were being malicious on purpose. You were trying to trip your friend up. I mean, I think that sounds cruel. I had a bit of a situation. I invited all the people that are coming to my Christmas party this weekend back in. You know, I sent out the invites probably in September, October, just so people could save the date. I'm like, well, just make sure you're around so that I know how many people to cater for, etc. And there are two couples who were together then that are not together now. And you kind of have to figure out now, is it going to be a dramatic situation if they are if they're in the same, you know, at the same party, maybe one of them has moved on to someone else. Do you invite that new person? Is there going to be a scene? You don't want there to be a scene. You want everybody to have a happy time, but you've got to think about these things, right?
Are either of them criers? Because I can handle you having a meltdown. When you cry at my house,
I don't know. I'll have to report back to you next week.
Wait, so you can't deal with crying, but like if the person is wilding out and is just being like all sorts of shady and is making things...
No, you can subdue that. When somebody's crying now, it brings the whole room down.
Just say that again. Person is wilding out.
Yeah, like they're wilding out and then they're busy like being shady. Yeah, like, you know, like, ah, this is why I broke up with your broke ass. And then everybody's just like, yo. Don't say nothing, Thomas, okay?
I love that term.
Can't get none of this
I love
anymore.
That terminology, like, wilding out. That's so great. That's so great.
That'd be my biggest concern. I don't mind someone crying, but
people
do that.
Yeah. Gareth, you've got a nightmare on your hands.
Don't say that. Don't
and
say
now,
that. No, no, no. So wait. So the one couple, only the one is coming. So that's not a problem.
Okay.
The other couple, they have not spoken to each other in 2 to 3 months. They're both coming. That's going to be...
And partners?
That's going to be...
Do they have new partners?
No, thank God. But it's still going to need... It's going to require careful observation and potentially some management. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to watch that one carefully. That's going to be a serious admin situation through the course of the afternoon. I'm not going to be relaxed until I can see that the two of them are settled and not talking to each other. Because, you know, it all
Is
starts...
Is it an all-day jaw?
Yeah, well, it's going to be into the night. But, I mean, there's a curfew. So the news is this.
Electric.
That if they start off civil and they're nice to each other and everything looks like it's good, you're halfway there because it's a good sign. You know, you don't want them immediately upon arrival that they start, like, thrashing at each other. That would be a disaster. But you do have to keep an eye, because the worst thing that can happen in a situation like this is the two of them end up going off to the side and having a little DMC, because then it's going to go badly. It's going to go badly. You don't want them getting together again, because you know that's going to be the end of the world. And you also don't want them going over old issues that are still painful, because there's no way out of that that's going to go nicely. So... we'll have to just see. I'll have to report back next week and let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing this weekend I'm a little bit nervous about. Everything else is great. And I found an awesome Secret Santa gift, which is just horrendous. Because you have to buy an absolutely shit gift. It has to be under 100 Rand. And then it's a Secret Santa, so you don't know what you're going to get. And you want to win this. You want to have the worst gift there. You know, you want to have one of those... those leopard print toilet seats that you could put on, or an AIDS test was the one that my sister brought an AIDS test once and said,
you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of the most hilarious things I've ever heard.
And it was cheap. It was like 25 Rand. So she managed to get it at a quarter of the recommended maximum price. That's good. Anyway, so we'll see what happens there. Yeah, I don't want a scene to break up between these two. I'd like them to both, because I don't want to uninvite one of them. You know, you do that, then you're being a douche.
You're picking sides. That's what it looks
like. And I've said consistently with these two, I'm not picking sides. So I've got to stick to my own rules there. All right.
The right thing is let them uninvite themselves with their behavior at your party.
Yeah, I can always...
That's what I do.
Yeah. If something does go awry, then I can always say, listen, guys, chile time.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Chile time. All right, so let's look at some headlines quickly. First of all, the UK has removed all 11 countries from the red list, including South Africa. We will be able to travel from 4 a.m. Wednesday morning, that's today, to... the UK. Now that there is community transmission of Omicron in the UK and Omicron has spread so widely across the world, the travel list is less effective in slowing. We could have told you that, Sajid Javid, he's the health secretary of Britain. We could have told you that the day you decided to implement this stupid rule, because you already had Omicron cases in the UK. Now you know, punish South Africa. Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Thanks for that. It's great of you. So now at least we can go back there and travel to the UK. All UK arrivals from red list countries were required to pay for and self-isolate for a pre-booked government-approved hotel for 10 days. But with all 11 countries being removed from that list, it is confirmed that those currently in managed quarantine would be allowed to leave early and follow the rules as if they'd arrived from a non-red list country. Well, that's great news, because why would you want to spend a whole lot of your supposed holiday money or your own cash you've saved up all year that you might have spent on yourself during the holidays on a crappy airport hotel for 10 days where you're going to eat shit food and be locked in your room, right?
I wouldn't want to do that.
No, yeah. No one would want to. So it's good news. That's at least something. That's a move in the right direction from the UK. Now let's see all the other countries do the same, please, so that South Africa isn't punished. What did they call it? Cyril called it travel apartheid, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The IFP on Tuesday said it has suspended a person called Musa Sibisi, who's a counselor, who was arrested on allegations of impregnating a 14-year-old girl.
No.
Yes, the IFP counselor from Kwadukuza was arrested at the weekend, released on 3,000 rands bail. Yesterday, the IFP's National Executive Committee was advised of the very serious allegations against the councillor and resolved that he should immediately be suspended from all party activities. The IFP said its KZN Provincial Executive and Political Oversight Committee have been tasked with investigating the allegations. They will report back on the 20th of December, which is next Monday. I mean, let me tell you something. If you're impregnating a 14-year-old girl, And of course, you know, we've always been very forthright on the show. You've got to investigate, make sure that it's true, because sometimes an allegation is made and you don't know whether it's true or not. So if this is true, then that is disgusting and immoral and repulsive. And a person who does that, because first of all, it is statutory rape. Any girl under the age of 16 cannot give consent. So that man is guilty of a crime. He's not just going to be suspended. He should be charged with a crime. But you have to ask again, what the hell is, and this is a grown man, huh? This is not some teenage boy that we're talking about. This is a grown man. They don't give his age, but he's a counselor, so you can assume he's not in his 20s. He's probably in his 30s, maybe even 40s and 50s, and he's with some 14-year-old girl. It's just unbelievable. It's just wrong on every front. So there's something to talk about. Tracy says, the UK is backing and forthing on this issue, seriously screwed up so many people's holiday plans, booking in South Africa flights. Exactly. It's cost our tourism industry an absolute fortune because we were on this red list. You know?
Why didn't Boris have his party a week earlier? I think that's why they had to open up.
Well, that was last year's party, though. So it doesn't really count.
No. No, remember, Boris just had that party now.
No, it was
last week.
No, but they were talking about last year.
Oh, was it last year?
Yeah, they were talking about last year's party. This time it's okay if you have a party because they don't have the restrictions anymore. Eskom is worried about how it will keep the lights on after being refused permission to continue polluting far beyond the legal limits. Well, surprise, surprise, you can either have like green energy, and that means less energy, which means more load shedding, or you can have these big coal-powered stations that we've got and then have some electricity. Well, guess which one I'm voting for? It's not going to take a lot of guessing. I need electricity. I don't care if we pump some shit into the atmosphere. Can't have both, right?
You got to have your Christmas lights on. I hear you.
Exactly. Look at this tree behind me. That doesn't power itself. So anyway.
What if your friends are farting and you don't have electricity to see where they're farting?
Exactly.
At your party.
Right. The power supplier had applied for exemptions from minimum air quality standards for its Matimba and Medupi power stations in Limpopo. National Air Quality Officer says Eskom has made minimal effort to comply since 2010. Authorities are concerned that it's spewing out toxic sulfur dioxide. The power utility says it needs 300 billion rand to comply. More money. And it will not bring any new capacity to the grid. Well, that's the thing. So if you had to choose, Mbulelo, electricity or saving the environment, what are you going for?
Yeah, I mean, I am a bit of a Greta Thunberg fan, so it's a tough one for me. Electricity, I need electricity. Right. Like,
what do you say? Simpiwe?
Because that stabilizes the country.
Well, I'm here for the electricity, but they're right. Making it sound like there's no other option of we can only do it this way. No, think of innovative ways. That's it. Like, don't be like, but we can't. This is what we've always done. It just sounds like this is what we've always done for years. And this is what we can only do, like, going forward. No, Chief. Come up with ideas and ways on how to sustain, you know, the electricity, you know. That's it. We're tired of load shedding. So this is just another excuse. Honestly.
Oh, listen, Eskom are crooks. We know that. And they've fleeced yes. South Africans for years. And they continue to waste money and screw shit up. But this is a very simple equation. We do not have enough wind turbines or solar power grids to plug into our main electricity grid. We don't have enough power generated by sustainable resources to be able to get off of coal. So... there is no option at the moment. Don't bring me this Greta Thunberg shit, because you can't make electricity out of nothing. We don't have the ability to make the kind of electricity we need to generate in South yeah. Africa from solar and wind. We just don't. Not in a million years. So, frankly, I was always a fan of nuclear. I thought we should have built more nuclear power stations back in the day. But you know what? We've got what we've got, so let's burn that coal. I need power. Environment, be damned. Sorry. If you don't like it,
I'm with you.
You know, cry me a river. We need electricity.
Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River. Great song.
Yes, exactly. What a good song. All right. One other headline. You want some more? Or are you over the headlines?
Yes, I mean, please. No. I'd love more headlines.
Fourth time lucky. Talk about weddings and getting married again and again and again. Fourth time lucky. Kim Kardashian passes baby bar law exam. So this is not about being married, but it's about how long it took her to get her law exam passed. Now, I don't think you should be able to write the law exam more than three times. It's like...
Why not?
Well, because if, for example, if you fail a driver's license three times in a row... I don't know that you should be allowed to have a fourth appointment. You're that bad that you can't pass the first time. Fine. Everybody gets a second chance. Second time. Well, okay. You know, maybe the odds were against you the second time and, you know, fate conspired to make it difficult for you. Third time, if you still don't get it, I don't know that we should be creating a space for you in the system to go a fourth time. I'm not
but you're
saying...
talking about Kim Kardashian, you know? She's such a busy woman shooting reality TV shows that she needs, you know, to kind of just figure it out more than once.
No, because then... Because
and
then...
it's the baby bar as well.
Let her focus on being Kim Kardashian if she doesn't want to be a law student. If she wants to be a law student, let her be a law student. You can't have both. There are lots of law students who'd love to be Kim Kardashian, but they can't do that, and they certainly can't write an exam to be that. Anyway,
she wants to be like her dad, Gareth. She wants to resolve her dad issues. So don't you want to give Kim...
But she's passed... Okay, so she passed her law exam in California that puts her one step closer to becoming a lawyer. The billionaire businesswoman has long cherished a dream of qualifying to practice law and notched her test success on her fourth attempt. And this is what she said. OMFGGGG. I passed the baby bar exam, she tweeted, referring to the first year law student's examination, usually taken after a year of study. She's done this three times already in 2 years. Now, I know some stupid lawyers. I really do. Not everyone who studies law is clever. But really, she shouldn't have said anything. This is her dumb move. Rather, just let people notice one day that you got a law degree. But you have to talk about it. Now people are going to say, oh, well, you failed three times already. You're sullying your own hard work. Nobody's going to go and count. If you just suddenly end up being, you know, a lawyer who's practicing in the court, who's actually got a law practice or you have those letters behind your name, no one's going to go, oh, well, you failed three times before. But stupid Kim, she has to go and talk about it because she can't stand not getting attention for everything. So this is what she actually said. I failed this exam three times in 2 years, but I got back up each time and studied harder and tried again until I did it. I did have COVID on the third try with a 104 fever, but I'm not making excuses. Well, it sounds like an excuse to me.
It does. This is exactly what you're doing.
And what is it that we somehow think that people who are doing something for the third or fourth time, that we need to be, you know, applauding them for their courage? No. You fucked up three times. That doesn't mean you're a winner. It means it took you another time to eventually get it right. You're slow. You're a slow adult. I'm not impressed.
And it's a BA subject. I mean, now, I am a bit of a hypocrite. I did fail stats like six times before I passed. So I can't be a hypocrite there, but it's a BA subject. How do you fail BA three times? Come on.
So that's I don't know if you guys have been there, but the former Ticket Pro Dome, where we used to go to events and concerts and things, you know, the dome in the West Rand. You know what I'm talking about, right? That place is
Northgate.
Northgate. It's now a huge super showroom for cars. We Buy Cars has opened the doors of its super showroom in Johannesburg this week. It'll trade 7 days a week, can accommodate 1,000 vehicles. We'll also have a kids play area, coffee shop, and a whole lot more. You can go and check it out. It sounds exciting, right?
That's awesome.
We got a nice picture of it, which I'll show you. It's a huge venue. I mean, as I said, we used to go there for concerts and things. Remember, Simpiwe? Now it's a venue for cars.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So where's Bieber going to play? FNB?
Yeah, I think so.
Imagine. And the last time there was big acts, people were being robbed and stabbed and they were traumatized after the whole event. So
yeah, you remember that was...
I don't know.
Yeah, that was that global... What was it called? Global Citizen concert, where after they after they watched some Beyonce, they had to get their fucking purse taken off of them at knife point. Here's the dome. Take a look at that. There's lots and lots of cars there. So that's at least it's being put to use. We would hate for we'd hate for it to just be a white elephant and stand there empty, right? That would be terrible. Very disappointing. Onkopotse says, no, we want our party venue back.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Like, it was such a great place. It's a vibe, you know.
I went to a few good concerts there. What was the last time you were there? I actually went to a couple of charity dinners, some concerts. We put on a couple of shows. I remember seeing a lot of really interesting people at that place. It's got good memories for me.
I've never been to a concert at the Dome, actually.
No?
Really? No.
I went to the Kanye West concert was there. I actually emceed that one. And I went into I went into Kanye's dressing room before he'd arrived to just check it out because I wanted to see what they, you know. And it was decked out. I went and just observed what Kanye's toilet would look like. And it was all very impressive. The whole thing was very impressive. Who else did I see there? I saw Diana Ross perform there, which was quite something.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was right
at... That must have been something.
Dude, I was right at the stage. I could have reached out and touched somebody's hand. Yeah. Now, I saw lots of good people there. Some great concerts. I saw live
That's great.
At the Dome. Plenty. I got some pictures to prove it. All right, anyway. Gareth was nice to Kim once. She ignored him and played on her phone. Yeah, I did meet Kim Kardashian. We interviewed her, and she wasn't very interesting. And it's not because of that I'm bitter. I don't think the Kardashians are good at anything. And it looks like the bar exam proves me right. You know, you have to do something four times to eventually get it right. You're not very good at it. If she was really bright, she would have got it the first time or the second time. You can't tell me you're bright if you're not getting it by the third time and you have to do another one. Fourth. Sorry.
Again, a BA subject. You do a BA subject three times. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm with you.
I'm not big on dum-dums.
Even your driver's license. I'm sorry. If you're doing your driver's license four times, you're probably a hazard on the road. And really, this is South Africa. By the time you've failed twice, you buy your license and get on with it. You know. Really and truly. So I got an email yesterday. It was an Instagram message from Bongani, who listens to the show. And Bongani sent me a picture of what's going on in New York. And he said, these people are stealing your ideas. Now, you guys are going to laugh and mock me again, because when I brought this up the first time, you laughed and mocked me. I said, I want to open up a back-scratching bar, a back-tickling bar, right? Where you can go and have your, where you can have your back scratched. And everybody laughed
at
me.
What has the world come to?
And they said, you're stupid. This is never going to work. It's a terrible idea for a business. But look here. This is a picture that Bongani sent me. And there's a sign behind this man in this picture. It says, the best back rub for men and women. You see? It's happening, people. Mm. It's happening.
Unbelievable.
I missed the boat.
The world is coming to an end. Mm-mm.
That's unbelievable.
I still think it's I still think it's a great idea. Sorry.
I'm gobsmacked.
I knew it. No. I knew it was.
Well, I'll be damned.
I might still open that back scratching bar. I'll tell you what, you'll all laugh, but I'll be sitting on my back scratching yacht one day and I'll have made serious money and you'll all be going, oh, stupid business idea. No one had ever got a back scratch bar. You watch. Enough people telling you I can make it.
You know, Gareth, I'm willing to die on that hill of no. No,
okay.
This is not for me. This is, I don't see it. Call me a hater.
Sorry.
Like,
then I'm not
it's a no.
Then I'm not inviting you on the yacht. It's going to be called.
Fair enough.
It's going to be called the SS Back Scratcher, and you're not invited. Sorry. Not going to happen. So thank you, Bongani, for proving yet again that I am ahead of my time and that the greatest ideas that I've come up with are still waiting to come to fruition. The best years for me are not behind me. I'm still going to make lots of cash in the future. It's good. Michelle says, I agree. So many people want their back scratched. Why do people not like it? You see, Michelle, it's what I'm asking myself.
But who are these people that want their back scratched?
Stop it, Michelle. Stop it. No.
Bulelo, I'm one of them. I know lots of other people who like a back scratch. I've pitched this
scratch
idea.
Scratch your own back.
You don't get it. All right.
I don't.
All right. Yeah. You don't have to come. It's not for everyone. You don't have to come. Fine. I'll do it on my own. I'll do it for the people. There are enough of us who want this. I will prove it. God damn it. Naysayers, you doubting Thomases. Hey, Simpiwe.
Thank you.
What's the update on your phone? Because you were going to get a new phone, and have you made the decision? Were you going to take the money, or are you going to take the upgrade? What did you eventually decide?
So, I decided to, listen to my elders and take the phone. And, I gave the insurance people a call. Hey, guys, I'll upgrade. It's cool. Mm-hmm. What's the access? And they told me, and I was like, cool, great. And then I get a call a couple of minutes later where their suppliers are like, yeah, we actually don't have stock.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to have to wait about like 4 to 6 weeks before we have stock. No. And that's where I'm at now. Like, I don't have a phone and I might not have one for the next 4 weeks. So that's just great, guys. That's just yay.
So you're annoyed because our advice has led to you only getting your phone 4 to 6 weeks. You know, there are a lot of people who are very upset because obviously this is a supply chain problem all over the world because of coronavirus, and people have ordered a lot of their Christmas gifts online. So in America, it's a major thing at the moment that that people are not going to get their Christmas gifts on time. And I thought I'd have plenty of time back in the last week of November to place an order for some stuff for family, so I can get all the presents done at once. And luckily, it was delivered yesterday, but I was getting a little bit nervous because, next week, Friday is Christmas Eve. So if you don't have it by then, you're screwed. And for a lot of people, it's like, nail-biting stuff because you don't want to go out and buy another one. You've already paid for the stuff that's going to be delivered. So you're not going to buy another gift and double down. That's going to cost you a fortune. Even if it's just a token gift, and so you have to just wait, I suppose. For many people, this is a real screw up. And if you try and order now, because what is it, the 15th? You would think there would normally be enough time. There's no way you'll get your stuff before the 24th. Now, not a chance.
No chance.
Yeah,
no chance. I'm in that situation. But I just want to say on this Impure thing, I said take the money, so I feel nothing for you. at this stage.
No, you listen to me and then you're like, well, your money habits, so I'd rather advise you to get the phone.
No. I said take the money because I don't want to give you $100 for lunch in January because of your money habits, remember? I said take the money. I don't want to be giving you money for lunch. Do you remember that thing? So I feel nothing for you at all.
Okay, so yeah, you didn't listen to Mbulelo, so he doesn't feel anything. But this means you'll only get it, what, in January?
Yeah, so... Right.
Well, at least it gives you something to look I'll forward only be, to. January's so shit.
Be showing out and be like, hey, look at me taking like videos in 4K only in Jan. So sad.
Tembisa,
I'll only be able to shoot in cinematic in Jan.
I just want to point this out to all the naysayers. Tembisa says... I would be your best back scratching customer. I love to be scratched. Even go to the hair salon just for them to scratch my scalp. Yeah. See, these are the people that I'm going to build this business for.
Please stop, guys.
Basitsana wants to know, and who doesn't? Because we're going into the holidays. Please, can we find the best hangover cures? Because we're going into the festive season now. This is such a good point, Basitsana. I'm so glad you brought it up. All right, Mbulelo, go. Now, don't say, well, don't get drunk in the first place. Don't say that.
No, I've been out the game. I've been out the game too long. I mean, I remember we used to do, what was it called, Essentiel? That was 2013, so I don't drink anymore. I'm a bad person to ask.
I have a feeling Simpiwe might have some more useful information for us. Simpiwe?
I don't think I'm the right person to ask, because... My friends and I, our biggest philosophy is to cure a hangover, you must just carry on drinking, chief.
That's it.
You need to just keep on drinking. Don't get that hanged, hey? It's not cute. It's, you know, I used to think getting that sloshed, it's a vibe. No, it's not. It's just dala. We old. Let's drink, be a bit lit, and then go home.
What you got to do is, on the day after, do not lie in bed and sleep and carry on having a headache. You've got to get up, shower, and start your day. Just do something. Go for a little walk or go and do your shopping or whatever it is you need to do. Because if you lie in bed, first of all, you waste the whole day. And second of all, you're not going to feel better. Just lying there is not going to make it go away. Everybody thinks, well, if I just sleep it off. Nah. The best thing to do is wake up, start your day, go and do as much as you can. And then in the afternoon, have a sleep. And then after that, you usually wake up feeling better. That's my experience.
Bulletproof is sauna, by the way.
Oh, a sauna is a good
If you really want to take care of it. Thing. No, 100%.
Yeah, that's, you 100%, see, now you are then, useful. You see, you just needed time to engage your brain. Rudy says, a good garage pie and cream soda.
No such thing?
No, it's disgusting. You don't want to eat.
Pie and a cream soda.
Cream soda.
Garage pie.
Yeah, cream
as well.
Soda, yes, I understand that. I get that. That's something that people have told me. Green ambulance.
Then just get. No, then get a greasy breakfast. Get something very, very greasy.
Yeah.
Pie.
Yeah,
No.
This is what Nico says. He says, Basitsana, you need to shower, brush your teeth, fatty breakfast like egg and bacon, fruit juice or cream soda Fanta, and then get busy. Go for a walk. Do not lie there. It makes it worse. Thank you, Nico, with me on this one. Andre says, Mbulelo, you're talking cuck. You said take the phone because you don't want to be responsible for her indulging in bad spending habits.
We'll bring up the tape. I'm pretty sure I said money because I don't want to borrow some people money in January.
Okay.
A lot of people saying here, it releases endorphins and stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system when you get a back scratch. It is real. Yes. Lots of people saying this back scratching thing is a thing. See, Michael, back scratching, out calls, delivery, drive-bys would be good. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Water, and more water is the hangover cure. One drink, one water. One drink, one water. Okay, well, I'm going to try that. And Annette's got another one. She says two Miprodols and breakfast.
Yeah, that's stock standard. That's smart.
But Annette says breakfast, so I think she's drunk.
It's December. It's fine, girl. It's 5 o'clock somewhere in the world.
I wonder how many people are going to go large tonight, huh? I wonder.
Oh,
it's a long week. Your laptops are going to be closed at 11 o'clock in the morning.
There's no
People
work.
Are going to be like, I'm doing.
There's no work being done today.
Meeting. External meeting 11:30. Oaks are ready into the third beer by like 1:30. Ladies have cracked open two bottles of wine by midday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's going to be happening.
And then if you go to the liquor shops, I think you're just going to see a mess. You're just going to see people with trolleys, you know, stocking up for the whole weekend because it starts today and then tomorrow. And then Friday, you need to have a young bri. Then Saturday, it's also something because something is happening. It's just one long Saturday. Yeah, guys.
I went to the liquor store last week to just go and stock up, you know, for the holidays. And I walked out of there with a trolley full of this stuff. And the looks you get, the people that judge you, they look at you like, you can tell you've got a problem. I'm like, it's not all for me. But they don't care. They judge you.
And you know, service in South Africa is not like service in America and Europe, or maybe America, but not Europe. You know, in Europe, they're quiet. You know, in South Africa, when you're filling up your trolley, woo, my upteller, yes, Abu. You know, we do it different here. So it's not like you can just sneak out with your trolley. They make a thing of it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, they also look at what you buy.
The guy at the door is like, ha, he, 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 he.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I'm like, Jesus, I come to your shop to spend my hard-earned money. Now you're going to give me shit about it. You know?
Let me tell you why he's acting like that. Because high key, he wants to be invited. He wants you to be like, hey, chief. Or you give him one and be like, hey, chief.
Exactly.
Be happy. Be nice. Exactly. Low key. Like, he wants an invite. So he's like, just here's a young bottle to keep you. But yeah.
Now, here are some people with more hangover cures. Listen, this is really helpful. This is probably the most practical stuff we've ever come up with, but it is 7:07. We've got to get on with it. We've got Blind History coming up. We'll get to the rest of these hangover cures in a moment. Stick around. CliffCentral.com. We're running really late this morning. Sorry about that. CliffCentral.com.